Well, it's been a little while. I think I can lift the ban now. I think we're due some Laker talk. I think there's enough going on that we can take the shackles off Vince and talk some purple and gold.
About time. You know Lakers equal ratings.
I was waiting for it. I was waiting for you to say that.
Minnesota!
Here it comes.
Watch out.
Here it comes.
Watch out.
Here it comes.
Yeah, we're doing pretty good. Millions of fans. Millions and millions of fans.
Billions and gazillions of fans.
Oh, yeah. Said millions, mate. Just don't go too far.
Sorry.
People won't believe us, then.
You've got to be pretty stoked with the draft, right? We didn't touch on the draft last minisode, so I figured we better talk on the draft now. I mean,
dude, am I stoked?
Man, look, Minnesota finally getting the number one pick the right way. Good to see. First time franchise history. That's going to set them up for a nice little long haul, I reckon. How the hell did Mitch manage number two? How the hell did he surpass New York? Sorry, Phil. And Philly. Even Philly surpassed New York. What the?
Well, dude, you know how much of a relief it was?
Things are looking pretty good.
Oh, mate. I couldn't bear to follow the feed on Twitter and that. I'm like, I don't want to know if we lose the pick, you know. And then I just got the notification across my phone, Lakers getting number two pick in the draft. And my little Mexican friend was... He was just across a little over from me, and I ran up to him and was jumping, and I nearly just...
Did you say, arriba, arriba, andale, andale?
Oh, I nearly gave him the sing to with my burrito, if you know what I mean.
Good Lord.
And it's our best chance to turn this freaking mess around, you know, and finally...
It's almost unfair, man, because...
It's not.
It's a little unfair. Shit. There are teams that have been horrible for centuries in the NBA.
Yes, but we're royalty.
Oh, my goodness.
You know, we've won 16. We deserve another 16. And I've been lucky. I've seen 5 championships.
So I've got to ask you, because there's a lot going around the internets, if you will. Do you trade the pick?
Oh, don't be stupid.
I've heard...
Oh, you've heard wrong.
I've heard the rumours... Moving the pick for Melo.
Yeah, that'd be smart. Listen, here's how that originates, okay? You're a Knicks fan and you run a stupid Knicks page on Facebook. What else you got to do? You ain't winning anything. And he goes, oh, Phil and Jeannie are engaged. What can I make up? Oh, yeah, of course they'd trade the pick two for him, you know, to Phil. And they said, no, it ain't happening. It's a load of rubbish.
Let me ask you. Is there
jocks, Knicks fans?
Is there a player that you'd trade the pick for?
Wow. Bit of notice would have been good.
Sorry.
20-year-old Tim Duncan?
Well, it's funny you say that because I really want to see, as much as it pains me to say, I really want to see LA keep the pick.
Wait. I would trade pick two for Bradley Beal and John Wall.
Oh, both of them. Wow.
Yeah.
That's
and a second round pick.
That's not happening. Wow.
I don't want much, do I?
Don't hold back. Just tell us what you really want, Vince. I just think you guys are set for the next 10 years with your bigs.
Well, that's if we don't stuff it up.
I mean, look, I just think, look, I am all on board. You've convinced me of Julius Randle. I know we didn't see anything of him this year, really, but the glimpses we did get, I went, yep, this kid's pretty special.
Something.
He does. He really does. And he's got the drive. And I said, if you can pair him up with, look, I like Okafor myself.
He's very polished, isn't he?
I just feel like if a Randle-Okafor combination, I'm not saying they're the next Duncan and Robinson or anything, but I'm just saying LA has their own set of twin towers. And that's a pretty nice thing to have.
But does rim protection bother you?
Well, I mean...
that combination?
If that bothers...
Because Okafor's not a great shot blocker.
the girth these two guys have, I don't know that you're getting around them that easy anyway. Do you know what I mean? And if you're that concerned about it, well, yeah, Carl Anthony Towns slips through the cracks.
Look, mate, at pick two, I'd be happy. Obviously, my first choice is Okafor, but I'd be happy if we get either Okafor, Towns, or Russell.
Yeah.
Any of those fall to us, I'm happy. God, I'm more than happy.
But, I mean, it sets LA up pretty nicely heading forward, right?
It does, and you know, we get Clarkson. Clarkson's working his ass off already.
Yeah.
Randall has played 5 minutes. And, you know, there's haters out there, Darren from the Facebook page, vlog, who are going to hate, you know, there's still a lottery team. Yeah, no shit, but we are building, so...
Getting better quicker than a lot of other teams have sucked for 15
enjoy
years.
Enjoy your old Spurs. And it's freaking exciting. I love a good rebuild. So, yay for us. But I would like to say something about Minnesota. They've got a real chance here to add a piece. I mean, they're pretty much loaded when they get this pick. Here's their best chance to build for a title.
I tell you
they
what.
They can't stuff this up.
They need to take... If I'm Minnesota, I take Carl Anthony Towns. This pick for Minnesota is the replacement pick for Bennett.
Yeah,
that's what my gut feeling says. Minnesota, this pick you're replacing Bennett.
Now then, I'm trading Pekovic because I'm keeping Gorgie. Keep the youth.
Well, Gorgie's productive. Why wouldn't you keep him?
Do you play Gorgie at the four? Because they need a power forward. I'm not sold on Adrian Payne.
I mean, it's that thing. You know, they could choose to take Okafor and play him at the power forward.
Yeah, which is something I hope they don't.
You know, keep Gorgie. Gorgie's a fire. Like
he is a fire.
But
yeah,
he's a good enough...
That's why I asked the question.
He's undersized, but he's good enough with his shot blocking to play the five.
And he's a very, very good rebounder.
I'd take
him
up.
He busts out with the odd 20 points.
He busts out the odd 15 rebound games as well.
Yeah, well, that's exactly it.
He can do it. It's not beyond him, but... Yeah, I just feel like this number one pick for Minnesota, it's going to be whoever they pick will be the replacement for Bennett, and I think you'll find Bennett moved on or even further down the bench, which is a sad thing to say, but I think they'll try and use him in some sort of trade bait. But look, good on them, you know, good on them.
My ideal scenario would be for them to get Towns and Bennett to really come on, because Bennett can shoot the three.
Well, there's no rush to move him. I mean, if an option opens up in the draft, yeah, okay, you make that move. But there's also the factor of, right, we actually saw Bennett make a pretty big jump from his rookie season to the second year. I mean, if he can make another big jump like that again, you might just find him a little bit productive. I mean, look, I know as much as I agree with Flip telling, you know, guys like Wiggins and Bennett not to shoot the three, I kind of get it in a way. Because you don't want Wiggins to become Vince Carter and fall in love with the three-point shot. You want him slashing, you want attacking. That's where his strength is right now. With Bennett, same thing. You want him to develop a post game. You can't ask him to do that if he's hanging out on the three-point line.
Yeah, that's right.
Did I mean? So it's that kind of like, it is a little bit of a double-edged sword, but I just sort of think, get Bennett developed inside first. He can always work his way out. If he doesn't come along, I mean, I think that's what this draft pick is for Minnesota.
Yep, no, fair enough. Like I said before, this is their best chance since the Garnett, Sprewell, Cassell days to build something special and long-term, because it's all youth. And with a team that's, you know, looking like in a few years it's going to contend, that's how they're going to attract good veteran role players who want to win a championship, and they'll go there because they've got a chance. Because they don't attract your Kevin Loves types or... Who else is a free agent? Your Jimmy Butlers. They don't attract those kind of guys.
It's funny you say that, because I had a funny scenario I was going to post to Joey. I'm going to post it to you now. What if Kevin Love went back to Minnesota?
It's no way.
I'm just saying.
I mean, it would be interesting.
What if he went back? What if he went, you know what? I gave it a try. My heart's in Minnie. They're building. They've got Wiggins. They're on the up and up. I can go back. I can help that team.
Imagine if he did.
He's a free agent. Yep. I'm just saying. It's a big
word. Do you reckon Flip will reach out? You've got to ask the question, Peter.
I mean, if I'm Flip, I'm not giving it a max deal still, but... But if wow, you, that's... yeah, hey, just saying.
You could do that on 2K, see how it turns out. But look, you'd have Love, Love, Towns, Wiggins, Rubio, Levine.
Not bad, man. It's better than what he walked. It's a lot better than what he walked away from. I'll just put it like that.
Oh, bloody oath. Bloody oath.
And if it feels like he still needs to be the man, he can still be the man and that leader on that team. But anyway, I digress. We should get back to the LA talk. We should get back to the LA talk. You got a show coming up with Joey. I don't want
to. Don't worry about it.
Throw that at him. Throw that at him on the show.
I shall.
Yeah, so there was a weird report that popped up this morning. I'm just going to jump to it on my laptop and just have a little brief read over and see what you think. Now, nothing is really confirmed. It is one of those posts that popped up on a sort of independent blog, if you will. I just thought it was interesting, whether or not it's true or not, whatever. It's just a nice little topic. But basically, it's about Jimmy Butler, who's actually in LA right now. Now, I think he's doing some work for, I think it's called PSD Underwear. So he's, yeah, look, I'm not getting into that. That's,
yeah.
Boy.
No, underwear, Jesus Christ.
But it basically goes on to say that he's verbally said, Vince, would you say? Verbally said that he's heading to LA.
Where, at this underwear launch or what?
Apparently so.
Don't buy it for a second.
I mean, for starters, there's got to be all types of tampering breaches or something. You know, to the, that magnitude going on, but...
No, there doesn't have to be tampering. He's probably already made... A player can go finish a season without talking to a team and go, you know what?
Yeah, but the season's not over, and free agency doesn't start until July, so I don't know. I think he could probably make a little bit of a case, but... Yeah, anyway, look, it's an interesting concept. You know, I'm sure LA are going to throw a max deal his way anyway. Chicago can match any deal... But that doesn't mean he's locked in, because a lot of these, well, a lot of players, because of the, you know, the influx of cash coming the NBA's way, I think we're going to find, you know, next summer, there's going to be a lot of big names on one-year deals.
I don't buy for a second that he would say that in public at a launch.
Yeah.
The Jocks. I have no question in my mind that the Lakers would chat to him or his agent. I've actually probably got no doubt they'll offer him a max deal. But I don't buy for a second he has come out and said that. You just wouldn't. It's unprofessional. You just wouldn't. Unless he was trying to drive his price up. But I tell you, I think Reinsdorf, the Bulls owner, doesn't like to spend.
Yeah.
So if he's... When I say doesn't like to spend, doesn't like to have a luxury tax.
Yeah.
So in order to keep Butler, they're going to have a real crappy bench next season.
Yeah.
And you can't win in the NBA if you don't have a good bench.
Well, they're probably saving money on the new coach anyway, so idiots.
Oh, and that's... Gee whiz, I tell you what.
So they're not letting... From what I read, they're not letting Thibs go until the candidacy for the Bulls head coach position.
Candidacy?
Okay. Yeah, I didn't know. Until they've got... Basically, until they've got enough people... Applying, I suppose, for the Bulls' position, but it's like they're idiots.
For first round pick,
who do they think they're going to get? That's going to be give them a better job than Thibs. I mean,
oh, Fred Hoiberg, mate.
Oh, please,
Fred Hoiberg. That's what they want. Fred Hoiberg, the mayor.
Oh wow, yeah.
I know. I'd take Thibs. Players love him.
Yeah. They play hard for him. I mean, it's ridiculous. And Chicago fans, like, look, some fans are looking at this like it's going to be like breath of fresh air for the Chicago squad. I tell you what, you're not going to be saying that come mid-season.
With little Freddie on the sideline, it's no bench because you signed Butler.
Do you like the idea of Butler going to LA though? Like, is that would you
love
want?
The idea. Kidding me? Playing at the 3-2.
Oh, Jesus.
Or as well, sorry. Well, you could.
You could. I wouldn't blame the 3, I'd blame the 2, but it's just me.
Well, we got Kobe this year. I didn't say...
Well, essentially they signed...
He's 6'7".
If you... He's not 6'7".
He's 6'7".
Mate. He's not 6'7".
Well, without sneakers, he's 6'6".
Come on, man. Come on, man.
Oh, he's at least 6'5", 6'6". No, 6'6", surely. Sneaker's only 6'7".
Jesus, I'm not getting
into
this.
Stuffed, I don't know.
Oh, that was awesome. You just talked your way out of that.
I'm playing him at the three, Kobe's at the two, and then Kobe retires. It's clearly the management have told him we're not signing you after this year.
If they sign Butler, essentially he's the Kobe replacement, right? When Kobe hangs it up.
So you got Clarkson and Butler.
That's pretty good. I like that. That's pretty good. Plus your two picks, you're looking.
We're already looking better. That's playoffs. Nah, not really. Maybe. I don't know. Not with Byron Scott coaching.
Oh.
I did hear a whisper that Byron Scott was pissing off some of the players during the season. Can't think why.
Jeez, you think?
Yeah, I can't think why. Jeez, I've got a question for you, right?
Yeah.
And I know we've lost a lot of fans because we're talking Lakers, but we've also gained a lot. Now,
I said to you we would talk Lakers tonight. I've given the green light, the yellow light, the purple light, whatever light you want. So we can talk a little LA.
I go to bed thinking about two teams. I go to bed thinking about how I could fix the Lakers and how I could fix the Cleveland Browns. But anyway, say you're sitting there in your office, you're Mitch Kupchak, you're sitting there with Jimbo.
Do I have a big desk or just a small desk?
Big one, because
is it Friday night. Is it a wood, like an oak wood desk?
It's like mahogany or something.
Oh, yeah, nice. Continue.
Yeah. No cheap shit.
I've got to paint a picture. Yeah.
And you got your 16 trophies over there.
Ooh, I did well.
And then you get a call from Jeannie saying, hey, Coach Tibbs just got the sack. What do you reckon?
Did I take this call on my cell phone or the bat phone that I ordered?
Cell phone,
okay.
Cell phone, and Jim's just...
You're making a run at Thibs. I don't think there's any question. And...
Yeah. Jim's over in the corner.
Defensive guy. Defensive guy. You know you're going to be sick. Do you even think about that? Thanks for showing up for the draft, Byron. A pat on the back. There's the door. See you later. We got the number two pick. We really wanted number one, so I'm sorry. We're going to have to let you go. I don't care what rubbish you give him. You get him out of there because I don't think Kobe was that impressed with Byron Scott.
Really? Because they are good buddies.
Oh, please. For the camera, yeah. I don't buy that for a second.
Oh, mate. Byron Scott.
Byron Scott is in his... Look, he's got one... He's got one hand in Kobe's pants, I get it, but I don't think for one second Mamba's buying any of that rubbish.
That's a visual I didn't need. look, because Byron's only contracted for 2 years, so he's already had one... He's only got 1 year left.
Yeah, he's gone.
So, yeah, you know what's going to happen? Here, I'm going to tip it right now. The Bulls are going to absolutely screw Tibbs over.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's not leaving. He's not going to quit because then he loses all his money. So he's going to wait for them to fire him. He gets paid out, takes a year off. We go through another year with Byron and then go, see you later, Tibbs, you're in.
I don't doubt it. I think if you're LA and you're Mitch, I mean, look, those conversations aren't going to be a public one, but I think in your head, I think you're like, yep, we're moving towards that. If Bulls are going to mess around and let a future Hall of Famer coach go, we're going to jump on it.
I've got no doubt Tibbs will lead.
I don't care what magic beans Byron Scott's trying to sell in LA. It ain't working.
No.
Since we're talking about the Mamba himself.
Interesting.
Mitch said that he hasn't had the conversations, that what's been expressed to him is that next year's the last one for the Kobe. Feels like only the other day, Vince, I was watching this young, cocky, number 8, dating Brandy... East Bay Funk Dunk. Well, they went to the prom together, didn't they?
You know what happens after the prom.
Hey, she was at the dunk comp, so, you know, I'm going to say.
We don't have proms here, do we?
It's at least 2 dates, come on. Anyway.
Why don't we have proms here?
Why do you really want the prom?
Well, I guess not. You have to come up with a theme or some shit, I don't know.
I don't know.
Like in Back to the Future.
Sounds like a lot of work to me, okay?
I like to go to a barbecue or a bloody birthday, 21st, wearing thong shorts and a T-shirt. That's my kind of party.
How the hell did we go from Kobe retiring to a barbecue?
You mentioned the prom, mate.
It is a Minnesota, I suppose. All right, look, I don't doubt that it could be Kobe's last year. The question I want to know, because everyone's been talking about this, the question I want to know, How far would LA have to go next year for Kobe to stick around?
Knock on the door, playoffs.
Yeah? A sniff?
Yeah. Just a sniff, yeah. Knock on the door. Look, Melon's home. We missed it.
I'm saying it's got to be higher than 8th seed.
That ain't happening. Are you kidding me? That's not happening.
I'm just saying. They can make 7...
20 games.
Dude, I'm just saying that I feel like if Kobe hangs it up, they'd have to at least make 7th seed next season.
You know, my Mexican friend, he's a massive Bulls fan. Because I said, whether Kobe wants to play on or not, management, this is management making the decision for him.
Yeah.
And he said, well, do you play anywhere else? Because I'd love for him to come to the Bulls. And I said, you know what? I reckon he's worth a gamble. If you're the Bulls, I'm asking the question. I reckon he's worth a gamble for 1 year.
Kobe?
Yep. And you just play him 20-something odd minutes. Doesn't have to, you won't have to, you could give him 14 to 15. Sort of like the Ray Allen in Boston.
Yeah, man, that's interesting.
Next to Rose, if they keep Butler, he loves Powell. I'm sure he respects Noah. He doesn't have to be the man.
I think at this stage, though, hard to say. Hey, I was going to say, you know, I think he realizes the sort of legacy he has in LA. I mean, I don't know, man.
Jordan played for the Wizards.
Jesus, I thought Paul Pierce was going to stay in Boston forever.
Sorry?
I said, I thought Paul Pierce was going to stay in Boston forever.
There you go. You never say never, mate. I mean, I know he's come out and said, oh, you know, I'm not playing anywhere else. But if the Bulls call, and you know he wanted to go to the Bulls at one stage, it's just a friend asking the question. He goes, do you think it would work? And I honestly said, I think it could.
I mean, it'd be a different series, you know, against Cleveland this season if they had a Kobe on their team.
But a lot of things have to go right, but I think it's worth a gamble. And you don't have to play him. You just have to play 30, 35 minutes. Just, you know, 25.
I just keep coming back to the whole Thibs situation, and that just makes me think that their management's just not that smart.
Well, you know what? That's a very good point. And here they are. Every general manager out there knows they don't want to keep Thibs, yet they're trying to hang out for a first-round pick.
They're just handcuffing him, and it's only making the situation worse. I mean, I get it, you know. I think Orlando offered him a pick, but it looks like they're moving in the Scott Skiles direction now. But, I mean, yeah, I don't know. Frustrating times if you're a Bulls fan, for sure. But, I mean, I feel a little bit sorry for all those disillusioned Bulls fans who think that they're going to get this coach that's going to bring to the table the same stuff Thibs does and get them further than what Thibs can, because I think that's crazy. I just sort of think you're going to be eating your own words. You know, all those keyboard warriors, I think they're going to be eating their words if they do pull the trigger on Thibs and let him go. And, you know, by All-Star, I think things are going to be looking a little bit bleak.
Man, all the Bulls had to do this year was give him more of a bench, match Butler, and go further.
Yeah.
I think their bench was pretty sucky this year. But, hey, give him a year off, refresh, we'll take him.
Yeah, damn straight. Oh, man.
Knicks will be stuck with Derek Fisher. Yeah. Sorry, Phil. I really am. I'm sorry. I thought we'd be stuck with Moody. Not stuck. I actually don't mind Moody from what I've seen. But, you know, Phil, you're going to get Moody. That's pretty good. I know you want to pick one, but hey.
I think they moved the pick. I honestly think they moved the pick.
For who, though? Really?
Well, I think they moved the pick. I think they'll be looking for assets. They'll be looking for more talent.
Oh, you know who? Fareed and Lawson.
I could see that happen.
I could totally see that. You get a point guard ready made. You get a power forward. Nice compliment to Melo.
Gives him a nice boost.
Yeah,
I could see that happening, and that's a good move for Denver as well. I mean, they, you know, it says that they're sticking with Gallo. You know, he was there before. Everything sort of took off anyway. So coming back from his injury, rebuild number four pick. I don't think it's impossible. They might have to throw in some few extras.
Would you trade number two pick for Fareed and Lawson if you're the Lakers? I say no.
I'd have to take a real hard look at it.
Really? I say no.
You say no?
Yeah.
Historically speaking, you know, that could be a quick fix. But, I mean, I like the idea of them drafting another big, and I don't know, you know, I'm in that mind frame of LA having this, you know, their own version of the Twin Towers.
Well, I said every decade we've had a really good center.
My thing with Lawson and Freed is they just don't seem consistent enough.
Yeah.
And Freed, yeah, Freed's undersized. I do think Freed would play well next to Randall, though. But Lawson worries me.
Yeah, I wouldn't do it. I just thought it'd be, you know, fun question to ask. See what you thought.
Yeah, I don't know. I would definitely consider it, though. I definitely would consider it. I mean, you're getting two young talents. I suppose it's just how high you value that second pick, really.
Oh, Okafor's just so polished.
Yeah, I like him too. Well, the courtside jersey swap is underway. I want to thank everyone for all the interest in the jerseys. It's going to kick on for a little while longer. For all of you that don't know, we have a courtside jersey swap going on, which means basically we want you to head down to the Facebook page, All Caps Courtside, like the page.
Don't type in All Caps Courtside. It's Courtside in all capitals.
Yes, that is true. I don't know what the hell types up. What the hell comes up when you type that in? But yeah, look, if you have old jerseys sitting at home and you want something fresh, something new, head down to the Facebook page. There's an album on the Courtside page where there is limited quantity and sizes of jerseys. You can trade any two of your old jerseys for any one pictured. Just leave a comment and I'll follow it up with you guys. But if you have no jerseys that you can bear to part with, $70 Australian. Not a bad price for a new jersey.
These are fakes, like you see on eBay a lot.
Nope.
And it's way cheaper than what you get at Rebel.
And everything that that's posted up there at the moment is all new, never been worn. So, yeah, there you go. So, yeah, head down, check that out. I've been posting on Instagram as well. So, yeah, guys, swing down to the Facebook page and have a browse.
Yes.
Excellent. Excellent.
Yikes. Didn't like the way you said that.
Smithers, release the hounds.
Sorry. Oh, my God, would you stop?
Sorry.
Oh, my God.
Sorry, can't help myself.
This has gone downhill fast. Here it comes. Watch out. Here it comes. Watch out. Oh.